Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. Dr. Williams is the author of the acclaimed book, Shattered by the Darkness, Putting the Pieces Back Together After Child Abuse. Dr. Williams is on the senior leadership team at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, Texas. And Dr. Williams travels the United States speaking and training professionals, parents, and victims about the importance of dealing with abuse and personal trauma head on and not being afraid to break the silence of your own personal pain. Feel free to call in to tonight's show at 888-627-6008 and speak with Dr. Williams and his guests live on air. And now, your host, Dr. Williams.
Well, good evening and welcome to my house right here in the beautiful city of Houston, Texas. And we're looking at the sun go down right here over the Texas Medical Center. And the pinkness is right there of the sun. You can't hardly see it now because it is going down. But just great to have you with us tonight. Here we are in what? The second Sunday of August. And just like, wow, time's flying by. And didn't seem like kids are getting ready to go back to school again, but here we go. So I appreciate you being here tonight. We're going to try to have a great show. We're still waiting for our guest to hop on from Michigan. And when she does that, we will bring her right in. But we will do a little bit of housekeeping, and then I'll share a little bit about trying to finish up the thought that I have with Chief Matt last week or the week before. He's going to be our guest again next week. He's getting ready to have the kickoff for his book in the next week or so. So we want to welcome that. And I promise to have him on to help him with that book and hopefully push that thing to go to number one, which is so hard today. I tell you what, I think I've just read yesterday that the average author right now that writes a book sells approximately 250 books a year. Wow. Now, we're not talking about the political books and the big named authors like Stephen King and all that. They sell millions before, you know, it ever goes to press and pre-publication sales and things of that order. But just the average author sells 250 a year, 250 books a year. I think I sell that in about a week, but some days I do it in a day, and some days it takes a little longer than that, but God's blessed us. And I have another book getting ready to come out hopefully next month, if all goes well. It's my first children's book, and looking forward to that. Little Gregory's Not So Good, No Good Days and Not So Good Days. So that's going to be coming out. Looking forward to seeing how the children deal with that between the ages of 7, 8 years old, all the way up to probably 12, 13 years old. I've really been enjoying writing it. Whether it's going to be a good read or not, we'll find out, and hopefully the kids will enjoy it. But that'll be coming out, and we'll tell you all about that a little bit later on. So when the author comes on, TJ, just patch her right on through. If you want to get involved tonight, there's several different ways. 888-627-6008. And I'd love to have you on. Looks like our guest is going to be here. You can talk right to our wonderful TJ Thomas, staff at BBS Radio, and he has just a great young man. One of the true friends that I have in this world. And we have yet to meet. I have yet to meet any of the staff of BBS Radio, but it's one of the best radio companies, corporations, stations, in my opinion, in the world. And they're just great people to work with. And we've been working with them for years and years and years. But 888-627-6008. You can also text me right here, 832-396-6525. Or You can get on the Shattered by the Darkness Facebook page, and I'm looking at it right now, and it's live and raring to go. So we got people on there already, and I have a few texts coming through already, probably saying, "Hey, who's the guest tonight? Why don't you tell us who it is?" But I see that she has made it out of the shower, and she's dressed and got her hair all done, and we're going to bring her in pretty shortly. I tell you what, why don't we go ahead and TJ, bring her in. Hello, Kathleen. How are you?
Great. How are you doing? It's a
Doing
pleasure
great,
to be
doing
here.
great.
Thank
Just
you.
sit back and catch your breath a little bit because I know it may be a little stressful right now of trying to get you on and get you in. And I hope the link wasn't too difficult to manipulate, trying to get you into the radio show. But TJ just
Yeah.
said, what, TJ, that we're getting ready to experience our 7th year anniversary coming up on the radio show. I don't have, yeah, okay, that's wonderful. Next week be 7 year celebration, and we're gonna be doing that with Chief Matt right here, 8 o'clock next Sunday night. I tell you what, I have never had a subject like this on the show, and I get I was just talking to TJ before the radio show. I probably get 5 to 10 offers from publishers around the country to say, "Hey, would you have our guest on?" And I deny probably 9 of those because it's not about subjects that I'm interested in or really doesn't, I think, relate to the audience that we have. But when I saw this one, my heart kind of was tugged a little bit. And when I read about it, and then Kathleen, when I actually read the book, I've read the book, and we're gonna do this, and I want to find out what this word means, and that what was that? That's a classifier, what that means and how they came up with that. But I had an aunt and uncle that were deaf, completely deaf. My dad was completely deaf in one ear. I am completely deaf in one ear. He can't hear out of the other type thing. And I would sit in total awe of watching my aunt and uncle, Donda and Raleigh, communicate with each other. And their kids would tell us when we were at family reunions or whatever, what they were saying. And I always wanted to learn. And if you have that desire, then you want to get out your little pen and a piece of paper, and you're going to want to write down some information because this is a fun way to learn how to sign. And I want to welcome to the program tonight, Kathleen Marketh. Marketh or Marketh?
Yeah,
She
yes.
Marketh. Okay. She's an award-winning, not just an author, but an award-winning author and an Amazon bestseller who's celebrated for her children's book that is beautifully illustrated, beautifully written, and it's not only entertaining and fun, but it's also educational. And that book is called My Monster Truck Goes Everywhere With Me. And now she has created, which I think is a neat addition to that, coloring and activity book to go with that. I bought the book, but I have not seen the color and activity book. But she is on a journey into the world of ASL, and that is American Sign Language, where she discovered the transforming power of sign communication. And she has a BA in Deaf Communication Studies from Madonna University. And she's dedicated herself to promoting language access for deaf and hard to hearing children. And she imagines a world where we just embrace sign language. And I want to welcome you to the program, Kathleen. And thank you for giving up an hour of your time tonight. And you're from the awesome state of Michigan, is that correct?
Yes, I'm in Michigan, about a half an hour south of Port Huron.
Okay. I've been up in Michigan lots of times. I'm from Southern Illinois, born and raised,
Oh,
and then ended up
okay.
moving down here to Houston. So I'm very aware with Michigan, and I'm very aware of the temperatures out there. It's 100 degrees here. I don't know if it's that way in Michigan right now, but welcome to the
No.
program. What
Thank
made
you.
you I don't know if your publisher told you, hey, beware, this guy doesn't go by the rules. He reads the book and just talks about it. What made you want to connect with this population, but not only with this population, but with people that may need to learn some basic signals and languages and hand gestures, language, ASL, with your readers? What kind of instigated your interest in that to begin with?
Well,
Personal, or did it just come out of
no,
something you felt led to?
I can tell you the story of
Sure.
how that happened. So I think I kind of always wanted to write children's books. That was I'd taken a course at the Institute of Children's Literature years ago, and life happens, you get busy, and I put that aside. But then I was invited to a retreat. And at the retreat, we learned a song in sign language.
Oh, yeah. And the
And
song was?
it was like, Our God is an
Our
awesome God.
God is an awesome God. And so you learned how to sign that.
Yeah, we learned how to sign the song, and then we the following week, a little group of women, we got together and we signed it for the church. And it was in that moment that sign language grabbed me. Years went by, and I eventually enrolled at Madonna to learn sign language because it kept finding me and kept pulling. And it was when I was going to school there, we needed one class was to pick a picture book and sign it.
Oh.
So I thought, well, I'll go to the library, I'll find a picture book with little children signing in it, and somehow that would help me learn how to sign the story. But I couldn't find any. So years later, after working in schools for a while, I was home with my grandson, and I entered a writing contest. And as I was writing the story, I thought, this would be perfect for a picture book with sign language that is fun. It shows it in a natural way. And then that population would be represented. So that's how that came to be.
So it came to be you had no personal family that had been involved with deafness or that less ability to hear than normal people or people that can hear completely, and you just was at a retreat.
Yeah, it was
Do
a
you ever
retreat.
listen to or have you ever seen? Because I remember going to several Sandy Patty concerts, and she would do the We Shall Behold Him
Okay.
song, and just
So.
having the hands describe what you're singing, why you're singing it, puts a whole different level of communication on it, does it not?
Well, it does. There's power in the word,
Oh.
whether you're speaking it or signing it. And American Sign Language is a language. So even though it's not spoken, it is still a language. So it is speaking.
Yeah. Do you sign as a teacher now?
No.
Or was are you do you ever work next to somebody that's doing speeches and you're telling people what they're
Oh,
saying in sign language?
no, I'm not certified as an interpreter.
Okay.
So, in Michigan, that's against the law to do that unless you volunteer, and you are allowed to do it in your church. But I did work while I was going to school. I did work with a group of children teaching them sign language, and it was remarkable. The students were like so eager to learn, so excited to learn. And there was one child that had a cochlear implant, and the teacher wanted the rest of the class to know sign language for her,
Yeah.
which was amazing. And then there was, I like to tell the story about Jonathan, calling him Jonathan. He was a young man in one of the classes that He was just never quite like, it's kind of like I'm here, but I'm not excited. I don't say anything, but I sit at my desk and so eventually in the class, they're learning all kinds of signs. And then each week they get two picture cards that they knew the sign for. And then they would get up in front of class and they would tell the story. Silly story. The alligator played piano. That might be the story. And then after doing that a few times, he started to smile and participate in other things in the classroom. So that's just like one small example of how amazing the language is and helpful and good and useful.
So when you have a classroom full of students and you're in there on the first day, what's the first element, the first technique, the first motion that you make to engage them of saying, hey, wait, this isn't as difficult as you think, but let's take it. I mean, do you go straight into the alphabet or do you do the simple ones, like eating or something of that order? How do you engage a classroom of kids, and how do you break through that first barrier?
The alphabet's great. The alphabet's great because along with the alphabet, you can show them a word. So you can do a alligator. Alligator. So then with each letter of the alphabet, they learn a sign. So they learn the alphabet and a word, vocabulary. So that's a good place to begin. And then that's one thing that I did in the picture book of my monster truck. Each page, character signs, at least one word or one sign. And the response I've gotten on that and hoped for was that it makes it very natural. Like, oh, get that. It's normal. So the book teaches 32 signs. And then we took it a step further. We had two deaf storytellers sign the story. The QR code's in the back of the book, and you can click on that,
Oh.
and there's four videos that you can watch. So,
Okay. Oh yeah, there
Diane,
it is.
yeah. So Michelle Osterhout, she signs the story. And then we recorded a video where she also teaches you each of the 32 signs in the book with variations. So if you're looking at the book and like, I'm not quite sure what's going on there, there is a video to show and explain
Right,
and
because
then
some of the, I mean, it's pretty simple if somebody like me can understand it, but it was like I know what that classifier is. That was really easy, but some of them were like, okay, are they going up? Are they going in? So having that actually taught, so it's a great lesson. What's the age? How young can you go down to teaching ASL to children?
From birth,
Yeah.
yeah, you want a lot of people, they talk about teaching babies sign language. It's not
Wow.
babies sign language, it's sign language that babies learn. Okay. So yeah, you can start signing to them very early, and earlier the better.
So they
Especially if
can,
there's a hearing
when they're
loss.
hungry, they can, do
Yeah.
whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have your book right there behind you. You
No,
mind
I have it.
right there next to you? There it is. And folks, you can do it either way. Go ahead and put yours up there. And this is what it looks like on Kindle, and I'll try to get it to where you can actually see it with the glare. I don't know if you can, but it's absolutely illustrated beautifully. And I really, really tell me about the illustrations. How did you come up with, because I think it was South Korea?
I'm sorry.
One of your illustrators is from Korea?
Singapore.
Singapore, okay.
Singapore, yeah.
Now, how did you come
Isaac,
across him?
well, I was looking for someone local and I wasn't able to find someone, and I kept searching, and then I came across Isaac Ling, and he lives in Singapore. He had been to the United States and studied art, and he's very excited about art, and he's deaf. So it was important to me to have a deaf illustrator do the book. So he was in Singapore, and yeah, he did the storyboard. So like on this page here, we wanted a whole sentence in sign language, and then he added like from sunrise to sunset. So like my monster truck goes everywhere with me all the time, like just like I go everywhere, my language and my truck go with me. So that was, and so he did the storyboard. He drew all pictures for the book. And then we had Pradeep Mira. He came in and did coloring. This was Isaac's first book, and he hadn't done a picture book before. So he did the what they call the storyboard, you know,
Yeah.
each how each page how, and then Pradeep did the coloring. So
Yeah, and the color is beautiful. It's a beautifully laid out illustrated book and easy to
thank you.
read. And I think kids would thoroughly enjoy it. So this has been out a couple years.
Yeah, it's been out a while.
Okay.
Published November 2020, so
2020. Okay,
it's
and then
going
you decided,
strong.
hey, I'm going to make a book that goes along as a companion book.
Yeah.
Instilled you to do that?
Well,
And what's that book look like?
this is the coloring book. There's 77 pages in it. All the coloring pages. And then there's other activities like here's a clock, and
Okay.
but it's the hand the number hand shapes 1, 2, 3. Well, I just thought they would like to learn more, and some children love coloring and activity books. Other ones, you know, maybe not. But there's math. There's some writing. They practice. We kind of designed it so that the youngest child would enjoy it and could do several things in there. Also, for an older, you know, first, second, third grade child, there are more challenging writing. They can write a story, they can draw pictures and things like that. So we made
Right.
it kind of versatile that way.
So when you go into Barnes and Noble, why isn't there a large section of ASL books? Because I got a
Yeah.
feeling there's probably not many, especially geared toward children. Why?
That's a great question, and I didn't know why, and that was like what a huge need for, you know, for children to be represented. But I am happy to say that since I got started, I kind of jumped in with a website, and on my website I do a blog, and I've talked to lots of other authors. And so we've created a favorite book page where we have lots of books from other authors. Like this is Ezra, The Magnificent Cane. This is written by Dr. Jasmine Simmons. Am I say yeah, Simmons. She's deaf blind.
Oh, wow.
So, and she's a sign. So she's jumped in to, you know, encourage those children that are fighting with Usher syndrome, you know, like, okay, you're not the only one.
Yeah, right.
There are more. And then this is a book by she has three names, Hannah Jensen Conway, and her son was born deaf, which is interesting that 90 to 95% of children born deaf are born to hearing families. So that really complicates life.
That's interesting.
It is.
When you
Yeah.
started laying out the book, is there personal elements in there that has your skin on it? Of this boy is really in the back of my mind, of this person that I know or this person that I love. Are the characters just randomly picked out and created, or did you have a reason for the madness of how you put all the characters together?
Yeah, so what I decided I wanted to write the book, I posted a question on Facebook to a writing group, an authors group, and I said, "Do any of you self-publish?" And I got a resounding, yeah, we all do.
Right.
So in that group was April Cox from, and she created a course. So she walked us through it. And in that course, she suggested, why not use your, your send the illustrator pictures of what inspired the story. So yeah, I sent the illustrator pictures of my grandson playing with his monster trucks, eating pancakes and sausage, and having, monster truck races. So yeah, they were all kind of inspired.
That's neat.
It
When
is.
you go through and you notice that first page where this is my, and then you spell out monster truck, and this being a classifier, I, in all of my years, and I had a friend at one time that was going through the sign language degree college in Missouri. And I never heard that before. What's this mean? Can you put this
Well,
classifier on anything, or is it just about what you want that word to mean? How's that work?
okay, I can explain that. So classifier, this is a typical one for any kind of vehicle, for a bus, a car, a truck, a motorcycle. This is a very
Okay.
common classifier for that. But typically, what you would do, and what we did in the book, is we signed, we showed you how to fingerspell monster and truck, and then
Right.
we identify, oh, I'm making, sorry. And then we identified that what we fingerspelled, monster truck, this represents it. Now, instead of fingerspelling monster truck every time I say it, you can just show it. So it's a great storytelling tool. And there's many different classifiers, but what you do when you're signing is first you identify it, you fingerspell or identify it in some way, so that throughout the story you can just bring out the classifier and then it's known what it is.
Is this always the sign for classifier?
No.
Okay, so
There,
if I
like I
wanted
say, there are
to, let's
many.
say I'm going to have a long discussion with somebody about my grand piano back here, and I spell out grand piano, and then I say, from here on out, I'm just going to do this, or can I say, I'm going to do this, and that's going to stand for that. Whatever I establish up front is going to carry on through that train of thought. Is that, am I understanding that correctly?
Yep. You're understanding that correctly. Yeah.
That's called classifier.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're
Fantastic.
very
If you want to get
useful
involved,
for
because I have a
storytelling.
feeling I'm getting text here that I want to read on, during the commercial break. The break is only about a minute long. I'm going to read these texts and see if there's any questions or comments for you, Kathleen. But on the other side of this, I want to find out if you have another book inside of you about the color purple. And there's some other things that I want
Okay.
to work in with you and some questions. And if you want to get involved, 888-627-6008. And while we're doing this, you can actually get on Amazon. It's a perfect place to buy this book. Look up My Monster Truck Goes Everywhere With Me. And you even have time to buy that during this minute commercial break. We'll be right back just in a few seconds. Hang with us. Be with us back.
Get ready for a life-changing journey. From the best-selling author of Shattered by the Darkness and When the Dark Clouds Come, Dr. Gregory Williams is back with his highly anticipated third book, Embracing Your Scars, Learning How to Turn Life's Pain into Life's Power and Purpose. Have you ever wondered how to transform your struggles into strength? Do you want to stop hiding behind the pain, the heartache, and instead learn how to turn those scars into the very fuel that propels you towards greatness? If you do, then this book is for you. In Embracing Your Scars, Dr. Williams shows you how to take the negative experiences of your past and turn them into the very source of your future success. Don't miss out, because your transformation begins here. The book is available soon on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever great books are sold.
Welcome back. We have Kathleen Marcath that is with us, and she has written a book, My Monster Truck Goes Everywhere With Me. I have a couple of comments and questions. I have several, but some that I just want to specifically ask you. First of all, you mentioned your website. Can you name that website, because people are looking for it right now? How do they get in touch with you if they want to find out these resources, how to get both books? Well, what's the best way to contact with you? What would that website be?
Okay. It's www.aslpicturebooks.com.
www.aslpicturebooks.com.
Yeah.
aslpicturebooks.com. Okay.
Right.
Now, another question that came across, why isn't and why doesn't all schools require at least one short course of training on this sometime during the education of a typical child? I never learned any of this, and I still don't know any of this. That's why, one reason it was so fascinating to me, even though I experienced lots of people that had the need to be able to communicate with them. Why isn't it taught?
That's a great question. I suppose there's lots of reasons. If you go, you know, back through the deaf history, there was a time when the residential schools wanted to ban signing, and they did ban signing altogether, which is ridiculous. But that was, you know, a dark time back then. So it depends. And so there's always sort of been a great divide between oralism and then signing. You know, when a child's deaf, there's the great debate. What do? Do we teach them sign language, or do we, you know, kind of try to force them to speak and hear and all that? So there's always been big kind of about that. So some schools promote oral, some schools promote signing. So that's one. Yeah, I don't know. I get that from a lot of people say this should be taught in every school, and it would be magnificent if it were taught in every school. So I think, I don't know why it's not. Education's one. The teachers aren't given the education for that. But especially when you have a child in a school that needs the sign language, it should definitely, you know, couple minutes a day would be magnificent, but it's not. So yeah, that's a great question. That's a great question to ask, like, your audience. What do they think? How do you make that happen? Because I'm not sure.
You know, I think we, being in Houston, we really strive to incorporate the ability to be bilingual, to have that availability to all the patients that walk into the hospital that I work at. To make sure there's always those type of folks available for the people that can't speak English, that only speak Spanish. And we put extra effort, extra money and extra signage. But I don't know of who to even contact at our place if I needed to find somebody that was fluent in ASL to be able to communicate in an emergency situation with somebody that walks into one of our emergency rooms.
Yeah, right. Well, there should be like a local interpreting agency that might be able to step in and help with that. That's what we have here in Michigan. You would contact an interpreting agency and they would, make arrangements to send someone out. In the schools, if you have a deaf child that needs an interpreter, they will provide one for you. I have to say, I've got a 10-minute warning.
On what, your
Sorry.
computer?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go hard for 10 minutes and we can finish up ourselves. You mentioned your publisher sent some things to me that you mentioned that you thought ALS was just an absolute untapped reservoir
Resource.
of
Yeah.
continual information that needs to be more progressively addressed.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that? What's the key to that?
Well, yeah, what I say is ASL, American Sign Language, is an untapped resource with unlimited potential. When I was taking classes at Madonna, I thought, gosh, this could be used for the elderly. Maybe when they aren't making connections, they could use sign language because it
Yeah.
activates a different part of your brain. And then I would get to schools and I'd ask students, what do you think sign language could be used for? And I learned they use it in space. They can use it underwater. And did you know that the signs in baseball, like out, safe, those were created by William Hoy, who was deaf?
I did not know that.
Yeah. So there are just
Wow.
so many applications. And then I know parents and families, I know couples who use sign language so they can communicate across a room. Without, getting loud or making a, just that kind of a simple communication. So I
You
just
know, I
think.
was sitting there thinking why I was waiting for you to hop on before the program. You know, this would be awesome for me in a gathering. Be able to look across the room at my wife and sign, "Are you ready to go?" And I don't know
Yeah.
what that would look like, but that would be
Yeah.
great that then going, "Hey, let's, something like that." I would think that would just be something that nobody else would be able to pick up, but there's a
Yeah.
great benefit in that to be able to communicate all the way
Yeah.
across the room instead of texting all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So I did connect with another lady, Deanne Elaine, and we did do this book, Seniors Sign To. So she has two
That's
of them
neat.
out. I helped her a lot with this. But it's very cute little. So I think personally, I think the sign language uses a different part of your brain. And if you keep using your brain's going to keep growing. So why not learn a little sign language? And then when your hearing fails, you can still communicate.
In your experience with your education at Madonna, did they ever indicate that there is a different part of your brain that is activated or focused to when you use signing compared to verbal communication? Was there a different part that was uncovered?
Yeah, I actually did a research paper on that because it was a
Wow.
question I wanted to ask and I wanted to know. And so yeah, there's been research done on that, and your different areas of your brain will light up with sign language that do not through an fMRI when they do those. So sign language does activate different portion of your brain than like speaking.
So we have the c capacity to be able to do it. We just have to tap into it.
Totally.
Absolutely. Okay.
And
And when
where,
you were writing the book, what was your biggest challenge? What was the biggest speed bump to be able to go, okay, I don't know if I'm going to do this or not. What, how'd that process through you?
well, there were a lot of things. Technology is not my favorite friend.
Mine either.
So those were very challenging. And the whole process, I mean, the illustrations were fun, but there were cha in every step there were challenges. But what kept me going was my granddaughter, who was younger then, and she told everybody. She told the clerk at the grocery store, told her teacher, she told Santa Claus, "My Mimi's writing another. She's writing a book." So there was no turning back.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, because there would have been turning back, but that was the thing that, wouldn't allow me to do that. So, because yeah, it was very challenging. It was extremely challenging.
And before your computer gives out, the color purple, any significance there for you?
Well, the purple came about originally. My grandson said, "Yeah, the truck should be red."
Uh-oh.
So we were going with red, and then I said, "No, this is not the right color. It's not going to work." So I gave it to Pradeep Mira. I said, "We have to choose another color." So he came up with purple, and I was like, "Okay, well, we're having purple."
There you
And it
go.
turned out good.
Yeah,
The
I love that purple.
yeah, thank
With the
you.
flame down the or the thunder lightning down the door. That's beautiful.
Yeah, the first printing that I had from a local printer, she sent me the books, and there was one short. I'm like, oh, I wonder why. And then I got an email. She goes, "I'm so sorry. My daughter found the book and she kind of snuck away with
That
it." She loved
should have
the
been
color
like a,
purple.
oh, right. She liked it.
Yeah. So that
Absolutely.
was fun.
So, before we let you go, do you have another book inside of you?
Yeah, there's lots of them, and they've been, nothing's come out yet. I
Yeah.
am working on one, and I have so many ideas, but they've been very busy with the blog and all the other things. So, I think we're going to have another one, but
Now,
I'm
with
not
the
going to share
activity
the
book, you
details.
said the first one came out in like 2020. Then this new activity book, was that just recently? It
Yeah, that was I believe last October.
was what? I'm sorry.
Just last October.
Okay, last October. Okay. Now, to me, I think this would be a neat bundle for birthdays, Christmas presents, because this is so beautifully done. I don't think there's a child. And what age group are you focusing on? If we had to say, hey, what's the focus age of the book?
Well, it was written for 3 to 8.
3 to 8.
Yep, 3 to 8. But again, I say it's ageless because we have grandparents buying it for their children who are going to school to learn sign language, and we have people who are deaf that just like they just want to have something showing, So there's a huge variety of people that have been interested in it and enjoying it and sharing it. We had a mom in Florida who gave birth to deaf twins, and their family was be like, "Oh, yeah, we're not going to do that signing thing." And then they saw the book and they go, "Oh, people do that?" And they go, "Yeah." So they're like, "Okay, well, we'll try." So
Well, I could
things like that.
see this being one of those books that you take, putting your granddaughter to bed or grandson or even your son or daughter, and you're reading this book and you're doing the signs together, that this could be really fun. It's just not reading and putting to sleep. There's activity that could be involved and both learning the process at the same time and have a good time learning and then not even realizing they're learning, but it doesn't get any better than that.
That's the perfect story. Great.
Yeah.
So, but stay tuned for September. I'm working with a group. I showed you a couple of their books of other authors, and we're going to do some special things in September. So tune into our website. And then for all your viewers, I do have they can get a chart. You
Wow.
can download that on the website.
Oh, so
And
this is
then,
straight from your website. Doesn't cost anything.
no, this is free.
Oh, this
And
is
then
great. Okay.
there are just 4 pages. It gives you information, like we talked about, what's a classifier, tells you more about that. Where the signer space is, there's a space for signing, and then sign selection. So those come free along with some coloring pages that they can get for free. And that helps too if you're thinking like, I want to learn this, a couple more tools to get you going.
Well, that's great. I really enjoyed. I mean, it's obviously an awesome. I'm scanning through all the pages right now to get to the back. I overlooked. I love this back page that has all the words. All, you probably can't see it from the brightness, but it's the one that has all the different icons of the different words that you learn.
Oh,
I
like
think
the
it's the
glossary,
page
yeah.
before that,
Yeah.
second to the last
Okay.
page, I believe. Yes,
This one's a little bit
that is an
different.
awesome page to have because it actually goes through each one.
Yeah, and that was the wonderful work of the graphic designer. She was able to capture the pictures from the illustrations and put them on that page, which was wonderful.
And this is a
Wonderful.
hardback book, correct?
Hard copy, yeah. You
Hard.
can get a hard copy paper or paperback, either one.
Okay. But the Kindle is beautiful too. So any three of those choices is going to be a good choice for you. And again, the author is Kathleen Marcath. Am I saying that right?
Yep, Marquette. Yeah.
Marcath. And the book is My Monster Truck Goes Everywhere With Me. It's on
Yeah.
Amazon right now. And give the web page one more time because everybody, right now, everybody's listening ought to download those pages just to have them accessible. And what's the web page again?
It's www.asl picturebooks with an S .com. And if they do the slash freebies, that'll take them to the
You
freebies.
go straight to the page. Okay.
Okay.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for being
Yeah.
with us tonight. I don't
Yeah.
want the computer to shut down on you before we finish, but thank you so much for being with us. Thank you for
Yeah.
sharing your time. And hopefully people are going to be on there right now just buying this book and it's going to just start going up that ladder. Isn't the
Awesome.
Amazon algorithms, do they drive you crazy when you try to figure out how often, just between two authors, how often do you get in there and look?
I used to get in there quite often, but not so much anymore.
Yeah, I do quite often. I like just to play the game and see how it's doing that day or
Yeah.
whatever. But
It's fun
congratulations,
to see
awesome book.
that.
Both of these are absolute must have for
Yeah.
grandparents to give to their grandkids or their own children. I think Christmas would be an awesome gift for it.
Perfect. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. I'm really honored that you did have me on. Being you turned so many people away.
Well, I only turn people away that I think that, wait, I'm not going to talk about
Yeah.
mystic things and UFOs and things that really don't deal with. But this, in reality, and that's what I love about this, Kathleen, is in honesty, doesn't everybody need to know this? I think it's an
Yeah.
overlooked ability that we should all be able to
Yeah.
have.
Yeah. I think, like what I said earlier about ASL being an untapped resource with limited possibilities, I don't think we've even conceived benefits that it has for us because it really is good for your brain, number
Yeah.
one. And then communication, it's, invaluable. So I really think there's so many more applications that we could be like, oh, wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And, I think also about you get on the elevator and you push the floor number three, and there's little bubbles there next to that number when it comes to Braille. I wouldn't even know one thing about that either. And that's something that I'm ignorant on both sides, the ASL and the Braille for blind folks. And I don't know why. I think our country can do better than that. I think we
Yeah,
need, and this type of book is perfect to help us step into that world.
just a little introduction. It's fun, it's normal, it's not like overpowering, but yeah, so maybe, with my book and some of these other authors that are bringing them out, just make it a little more comfortable for everybody, like to see it, to use it, to explore it and get to know the deaf community. They're wonderful people.
Yeah, I would think, have you ever thought about in that next book of having the deaf person going through some type of stress of their life because other people around them don't know how to communicate with them?
No. But these other authors have, because
Yeah.
there's this one, Mighty Mila. She does that. And Dr. Jasmine, hers do that too. But there's other books like this, Kim Bear's Ski. That's
Beautiful.
written by Raymond Antrobus. An interesting thing about like this book is he was trying to deny that he was deaf and couldn't hear, but eventually he had to admit to himself and the world, like, no, I'm deaf. I'm not hearing. I am deaf. And when he did that, his whole life just blossomed. He's a very
Wow.
famous poet, but then he wrote this book to say, hey, look here, I'm not hearing you. You're asking me, am I okay? But I think you're asking me,
Yeah.
can I ski?
Mercy.
So,
That's great. Kathleen, thanks for being with us tonight. We appreciate it so much.
yeah, thank you.
And
Appreciate
God bless
you.
on the book, and I hope it just goes continues to sell well, and this new activity book just adds to it. And again, every parent, every person really ought to buy one bundle of this at least
I
for
agree.
gifts or
Thank
for
you.
their own use. Thank you for being with us tonight. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Good
Okay.
night.
We'll hopefully talk soon. Next book comes out, call me and we'll get you on again. Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you for your time. Like we always do each and every week. And I want to say this sincerely. No matter what's going on in your world, no matter what has happened to you, no matter what you're going to face tomorrow. And if we have parents that have their kids right now, because a lot of times the children are watching the radio show or listening to it too. When you're getting ready to go into school, some schools start Thursday of this coming week, believe it or not, the summer's over. And I know the parents are excited, but the children may be stressed. I want to let you know, kids, if you want to just lean into the computer right now, just for a second, and just listen to my brief words. And no matter what you're facing, no matter what you have to deal with, there's always going to be a better day. And there's always hope. You saw right behind me as I was talking to Kathleen, the sun go down and it turned dark behind me over the Texas Medical Center. I want to promise you that no matter how dark it gets out there, no matter how dark it gets in here or dark it gets in here, the sun's going to rise tomorrow. And you can find that same hope inside of you that there's always going to be another day. That you can get through whatever. So never give up, hang on to hope, and be resilient. And let that resilience come out in you. You can't really learn it, it's already just built inside of you. You just have to discover it. God bless you. Be with us next week as we have Chief Matt coming on talking about the releasing of his new book. And that's going to be the trifecta of him being with us on Breaking the Silence. Have an awesome, awesome week. Stay cool if you're in the 100-degree weather like we are here in Houston, and stay safe and God bless. And we'll see you next week for another live edition of Breaking the Silence. On behalf of the BBS radio station staff and TJ that's running the board tonight, we all say good night and God bless. Have an awesome week. We'll see you later.
Thank you for listening to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. To contact Dr. Williams, dial 832-396-6525 or email him at shatteredbythedarkness@gmail.com. And don't forget to join us each Sunday night at 8 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Pacific on BBS Radio Station 1. For the next episode of Breaking the Silence.